Mac Holmes pre-game interview.
We've kicked over into Before the Bounce for the Ponds and Norlane Hotels and Team Tyre Power. Time to hit the phones now. We can't go down boundary side, unfortunately, with Jay Stoherty. We, though, can get on the phone. Matty Knights for Harmac Holmes, our pre-match interview. Knighter, Kingy, Benny Cass and Neely, you've got two late changes. Can you update us on the health status of both Mark Blitzars and Cam Guthrie, who we understand won't line up this afternoon?
Yeah, Cam, both boys just had a test in the last sort of 20 minutes and, you know, we're pretty positive both of them will come up, but it hasn't been the case. Obviously, Garth caught that knock in the shoulder last week and Blitz had a bit of tightness through the calf area and, you know, it was pretty good, but just felt like it wasn't, you know, couldn't get the full speed. So, yeah, it's frustrating because, as I said, we come to the ground today thinking that they were probably both going to get there. But unfortunately, it's not the case.
When did Blitz issue come to light, Knighter?
Not really. I mean, he did a fair bit of training during the week and was just a little bit tight. Nothing significant. I think he and everyone thought he'd be okay to go, but yeah, just didn't loosen off today. As I said, it's just, you know, only in the last sort of 24 hours. And as I said, it's frustrating, but, you know, if they're not right to go, they're not right to go. And, you know, he's been such an integral part of our last sort of 6 or 8 weeks, and he'll be badly missed. But we just got to, players coming in and go do a job, and we've got to get going and win a footy game.
How much does the midfield structure change for you now that Cam Guthrie is out? Zach Guthrie among the inclusions, and Reece Stanley will now do the ruck work with Asava Radigalea. Is there some slight tweaking to where players will line up as a result?
Yeah, definitely, King. There's a slight tweak there, and probably potentially mostly in the midfield area. With Blitzars, you know, sharing the ruck with Asava, and Cam has mainly played as a mid. He's very little played elsewhere this year. So, yeah, some change-ups there. You know, we're going to have to share the load a lot more. You can't replace a player like Cam Guthrie, but, you know, as a collective, we've just got to get the job done with Zach and Menegola and Higgins and guys like that are just going to have to do a bit more heavy lifting today inside, and that's the way we've got to go about it.
Night at Neil to here, mate. Good luck this afternoon.
Thanks, Neil.
Mate, you've had a really good 4 or 5 week period. Now, from a coaching point of view, when you guys sit around and you analyse the game you've just played and the one you're moving into, what's been the most pleasing element over that period of time?
Yeah, I think there's been probably a couple of elements, Neely. I think our work around the contest has got a lot more synergy. I thought early in the year we probably weren't supporting each other around the ball as much as we could. And sounds like a general comment, but, you know, when you pick up the ball and you're under a fierce pressure, if you haven't got people riding shotgun with you to close enough to support you, it's tough. So that's been one area. I think our contest method is sort of, and that's an all-over-the-ground thing. That's not just midfield. That's, you know, back half, front half. And I think what we've really done in the last 5, 6 weeks with our forwards have done a great job of keeping the ball in the front half. If they haven't marked it or we haven't scored, I think they've been buying us seconds in the front half for everyone to set up behind it. So, you know, all credit to the forwards. You know, done a great job, and, you know, thankfully the backs, when it's going the other way, have been turning things away with guys like Henderson and Stewart and guys like that. So probably the contest method and just our ability to keep the ball in our front half has got a bit better, Neely.
Yeah, mate, just on that forward line, we've had a bit of a chat over the last few weeks about what appears to be that it may not be a difference in Gary Rowan, but a different type of output now that you've got, you know, two big forwards down there. So you've got Cameron who's supporting Tom Hawkins. It seems that, I don't know if off the chain's the right term, but Gary Rowan appears to be playing a slightly different role, or at the very least getting a slightly different opponent to what he's got last year. Can you give us a bit of a comment on his form over the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, I think you're right, Neil. I think what Gary's been able to do is play a little bit higher in our structure at times, not all the time, but, you know, he certainly takes some good marks inside 30 in the last 4 or 5 weeks, but he's been able to get up the ground and show us his versatility with his leg speed and his power, and he certainly doesn't play like a big. So, you know, I think for him, it's just allowed a bit more flexibility in his game. Also, when he goes deep, I mean, Cameron and Hawkins, most weeks are going to get the best opposition defenders aerially, so I think he ends up with a matchup at times that he can exploit, which, you know, he's a great aerialist and he loves to fly for his marks. So, you know, I think, Neely, I think just the flow-on effect. And if you add Asava into that too, Neely,
yep,
that all of a sudden Gary Rowan might get the fourth tall, you know, and if there is a fourth tall in the opposition. So I think that's where that's really helped him well. I think Asava's mix has certainly helped that equation also.
Yeah, no, look, you're right. It does look really good. When your boys get into the midfield, it does look like we're going to score when you go forward, which is great. Now I want to take you down the other end of the ground. Jack Henry gets a lot of love from our K-Rock listeners and Geelong Cats supporters. And a lot of discussion over the last couple of weeks, and sometimes it may well be forced with different players in and out of the side, that he's... that you guys are really confident that he can start this development of playing on what we would call the monsters. So I think Jack stands around the 192, 193 centimetres probably, and he's playing on a couple of guys that are 200 centimetres. Can you give us a bit of an insight into that one?
Yeah, he's certainly a local favourite and a favourite, you know, of everyone. I think even a few weeks ago when we threw him into the ruck for periods, it just showed his competitive will and his desire. And when you're 192, 193, if you're playing against 197 to 200, you've got to have that real competitive desire that when you're sort of out of position at times just to get an arm in, and he does that super well. And then with his, I guess, with his athletics background, he sort of gets off and goes and really likes to counter-attack, you know, with speed. And, you know, I think there was a play phase last week. I think King might have got a bad bounce, but, you know, Jack took off and it just showed his athleticism as well. So, Neil, if he can do that and play on the bigs for the opposition, it just gives us enormous flexibility with blitz halves particularly, which... you know, that's a week-to-week thing that we've sort of keep adjusting as a coaching group. So Jack's been a real help for us.
No, it's look, he's going really well. And, mate, I love blitz halves in the rucks. They won't get me talking badly about that one, but not, obviously not today. And the final one, just a non-footy one, mate. What have we got? Have we got a US college basketball update before I let Ben Cass loose on you?
Thank you, Neil. You're always very interested to hear, as I am with the NBL one stuff. But, yeah, no. Ali's on summer break at the moment. She's doing a couple of subjects and working hard on her game and working hard in the gym. So she's she's going really well. And I'm sort of looking forward, if I can, to get over there in October and visiting for 2 or 3 months. It'd be nice to catch up with her.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
Absolutely. Harmac Holmes speaking with Geelong assistant coach Matty Knights. He's Benny Cass to fire some footy-related questions back at NIDA.
Yeah, Matthew, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Foot. I just wanted to ask you, you used the word synergy there. That's a fantastic word. I'm going to try and use that this week for something, I'm not sure what, but in the midfield there, and I know your midfield's going to look a bit different today without Duncan and Guthrie, so I'm not particularly talking about today, but do you have a concern, and I'm not suggesting it's a bad concern, but a dilemma, when you bring a player like Patrick Dangerfield back into that midfield, he's such an imposing player, but your group has sort of got used to him not being there and playing without him, and then you're bringing in a player who is a dominant type figure, personality, character, the way he plays, just getting them to continue that synergy on?
Yeah, I think it's a very valid question, Ben, because, you know, I went and had a look this morning at 8:30. We had Duncan, O'Connor and Dangerfield training, all trained really well and did a solid session this morning, and you know, quite conceivably all those guys will go through the midfield in the next month, so... yeah, it is a little bit of a concern, I must admit, from my perspective, that, you know, I've got to make sure that we gel that well. I think one of the things we've endeavoured to do over the last couple of years is be less centric in regards to Joel and Pat and share the load. And I think Joel and Pat particularly have played a part in wanting to do that, which the emergence of Cam Guth, Parfitt, Duncan, you know, want Narkle to come through. So we've got to keep that going, Ben. It'd be disappointing if we went back the other way when Pat come in. And you know, that's something I'm pretty sure he's keen to just to gel into the group and keep the ball rolling if we can. But, yeah, it is certainly going to be a bit of a balancing act with all of them coming back together.
Would you think that, you know, Dangerfield and the injury he's had, I assume, you know, he's probably not the greatest aerobic athlete. He's a great burst player. Has the injury meant that he's probably had to be off his feet for a certain period? It meant that he dictates he potentially could play a little bit more forward when he does come back?
Yeah, that's a fair comment. I don't think we'll see him predominantly playing mid when he comes back. I think he'll be sharing his minutes pretty evenly between forward and mid, I would expect. It's just too much of an ask, I think, to do the mechanical work inside the contest and then get out and transition when you've missed so much footy. So, you know, I think we'll slowly integrate him, build his minutes over the week in the midfield. So I think he'll definitely play forward when he comes back for long periods as well.
Who's pleased you this year? I know we talk about, you know, you've got some high-profile players, obviously, but who's a player who you've been, not potentially a midfielder, just any player that you've really been pleased with their progress after 10 rounds of 21?
I think when you try things in the pre-season, you know, the coaching group and Scarlo specifically was pretty keen to get Tom Atkins back. I think that's really been a nice win for him and the team because of his ground balls and his ability to break through tackles in the back half. And I think it's not always easy going to a new position after you played a lot of footy as a mid or as a forward. So I think he's done really well. I've really liked the way Asava's come in after his injury and got better each week in the last two or three weeks. And I think he showed some of his sort of CB work last week and his follow-up that, you know, with investment in games, he's just going to get better and better. So I suppose there's a couple of young players that that you see. And I also like the fact that, you know, Cam Guthrie's really backed up what he did last season. There's always a chance, oh, well, you have a great season, can you just nail another one? Well, he certainly started that way, so I'm sort of proud of the way he's gone about his footy this year in the midfield after a great season last season.
Nida, one last one before we let you go. Darcy Fort's form in the VFL has been very good. I was there last week, the Coburg game, and he was dominant and has put down everything right, I suspect. But why Stanley over Fort today as a replacement for Blitzarves?
Yeah, that's just that's sort of, I mean, I think as a collective, you sort of, it could be one or the other. Obviously, maybe the sort of the more experienced call today, but Forty's been amazing. Like, he's, you know, it could have gone either way today, and I just think he's a bit stiff to miss today, to be honest, but that's just the way it goes, and, you know, he'll get his opportunity at some stage, and now Reece has just got to come in with Asava and do the job against Grundy. It's pretty pivotal, that match-up now. Grundy played really well last week, so we've got to get on top of that early.
Night, I really appreciate your time. Wish you the best of luck this afternoon. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy.
Thanks, Kingy.
Matty Knight's joining us here for Harmac Holmes.
The Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.